a man didn't feel real well, so he went into the doctor and had many, many different tests done on him, came back in and was waiting for the test, and there was more testing that needed to be done. And so finally he called from work and said, "Well, doc, do you have my reports?" And he said, "Well, George, I think you need to come in and I need to see you face to face." So George came down to the doctor's office, and the doctor walked in and said, "Well, George, I got some bad news and I have some worse news." And George, being a kind of an up guy that he was, type A personality, said, "Well, doc, just give it to me like it is. I'm a tough guy, been through a lot of difficult things in my life. Just say like it is and give me the bad news first." And so the doctor just looked at old George and said, "Well, George, here's where it's at. You have 24 hours to live." George just jumped off the table and just began to kind of panic. "How can I get my life together in 24 hours? I got so many things to do, so many things I need to finish. How in the world can I do it in 24 hours? He says, "Well, doc, if that's bad news, how can it get any worse?" He says, "Well, I was supposed to tell you yesterday." You know, sometimes we just blow it. We just make major mistakes in our life, and we drop the ball, and we do stupid things that we just could kick ourselves for a long, long time. But you know, life is just measured by time. It was given a report that a recent priority management said that 6 months of our time is wasted at sitting still at stoplights. It went on to say that 8 months of your life will be wasted opening junk mail. 1 year is lost because you lose your keys and your glasses. It went on to say that 2 years will be wasted in returning phone calls where the people are not home. But the killer is 5 years of your precious life will be lost standing in a line to be seated for food, to pay the bill, or to go shopping or get on a ride. 5 years. You think, "Oh, Lord, we don't have that much time." Precisely. So we need to redeem the time, for the days are evil. In fact, it went on to say that if you want to read your Bible through the year, they said that someone sat down and read quietly, softly, out loud, very slowly. It took them 71 hours to read the Bible all the way through from cover to back. Well, if you divide that by minutes and then, of course, divide it by 365 days, it means 12 minutes a day reading your Bible, you will go through the Bible in 1 year. Can I give God 12 minutes a day of my time that oftentimes I waste?